Blog Talk Radio.
Intro, I love that. How's everybody doing tonight? This is Chris Chadwick with another episode of Let's Talk Smoke. I am in the house for 2 hours right here on Blog Talk Radio, BBQSuperstars.com. I am excited about being here. I will tell you what, I just love doing this. There's just no words can describe how I feel when it's time to let the smoke roll. I'm telling you, baby. It's just a great feeling, let me tell you. We're doing this show. We're having lots of callers. We're having lots of live listeners. We're having all kinds of archive listens. I mean, it is just blowing up Blog Talk Radio. I'm telling you, I was told yesterday we were actually a featured show on Blog Talk Radio. So, man, I think that's a great thing. I'm proud of that. I'm so very thankful for that everybody tunes in to listen. Sometime during the week, they say, hey, let's listen to what old Chris Chadwick's got to say today, and they tune in. I'm sure proud of that. It makes me feel very good inside, and I do greatly appreciate it. So anytime y'all would like to call in and talk barbecue with me just to say hi, tell us a recipe, tell us something that you do on the comp trail, something, a comp that you're planning on going to, it does not matter. We would love to hear from you. The number to call is 347-202-0263. That's the same number. It's on every week, same number, same barbecue time. 6 o'clock is when we fire it up and let the smoke roll and get this baby going. I'm telling you. Just want to talk about a lot of things. This show, we usually start off thanking my sponsors. Without sponsors, it's just hard to do. Greatly appreciate all my sponsors, each and every one of them. Whatever they and however they contribute is a big help. I want to start off by thanking BBQSuperstars.com, Mr. Daryl Mast. I never would have thought over a year ago when he sent me a message and said, hey, man, would you like to talk barbecue on the show on that? Call in. I never thought that it would lead to this. And this, there's no telling what this is going to lead to. So I'm fired up about that. I love barbecue. I love everything about it. It's just great to have it in your life. I know a lot of people feel that way. Some people say, hey, that's stupid when you say something like that. That's crazy. You know, they don't understand because it's not a part of their life yet. But once that smoke starts rolling through them veins, and you start getting those calls, and you go to competition after competition after competition, hey, let's face it, it's on, like Donkey Kong. I mean, we're going to be doing it until we can't do it no more. We're going to cook, go queuing, get on the trail. It's just something we love to do. I know I personally love to do it. I love to go cooking. I'm telling you, I hadn't got to go since Tupelo, and I'm ready. Big competition this weekend in Kennett, Missouri. I know several guys going down there to compete. I wish them all the very best to smoke. Just do your thing. Kick your tire, light your fire, let the smoke roll right there, and just have a great time. That's what it's all about. But Daryl Mass helped me out tremendously. So, you know, I want to do all I can to help him out. That's how we do in the barbecue world. I like to support everything barbecue, anything barbecue I'm in for. And if I can possibly help, I'm going to be on board. That's just what it's about. That's what it is. Blues Hog barbecue sauce, need I say anything more about that? Everybody knows what Blues Hog is. It's just a dynamite barbecue sauce. It's just awesome. You've got original, you've got Tennessee Red, and you've got Smoky Mountain. That's three dynamite sauces right there. Blues Hog rub, awesome rub also. Pick you up a jar, try it out if you have it. I guarantee you'll like it. If you don't like it, you're going to love it. And the only thing bad about that is you're going to want more of it. All right. So, you know, Blues Hog, great product, great sauce, great rub. I guarantee you will like it. Meatrake.com. Meat Rake is a sponsor also that just has helped me out tremendously, man. I'm telling you, if you've never had a meat rake, you need to get you one. Go to meatrake.com. Order you a set, order you two. Have you a backup, because I'm going to tell you, those meat rakes are awesome. Once you get used to them, you won't want to do without them. If you've got $2, $10, $20, if you're doing fundraising and cooking $100, I'm telling you, if you've got to break any of that apart, if you've got a restaurant, order some meat rakes, because they're awesome little tools. They will save your hands. I'm telling you, they'll save burning those hands, that's for sure. Another one of my sponsors, very, very great products they have, is Maverick Industries. Maverick has some dynamite barbecue accessories. Let me tell you, I use two of my favorites, the two of my favorites that I use, and I've got one right here in my hand right now, is the Maverick ProTemp PT100 Barbecue. It is a awesome piece, quick read, very easy to use, user-friendly. It has a backlit white LED readout, so you can see it in the dark, no lights, no flashlights. If you need to check something, open her up, check it. It's instant read. It is a dynamite product. Go to Maverick.com or MaverickHousewares.com. Order you a Maverick PT100 BBQ. You will not be sorry. It is a dynamite thermometer. I'm telling you, it's just a pro temp. It's quick. It's handy. It's big enough you can hold. There's nothing wrong with little baby small thermometers, but you got to hold on to it. If you've got a big hand, it's hard to hold something small like that. This is just an awesome dynamite product. I guarantee you'll love it. Just try it out. You won't be sorry. Also, another thing I use, it's one of my favorites from Maverick. You know, we've all got thermometers on our rigs, on our pits, on our grills, but I have here something that is awesome, because it does several things. It's a wireless barbecue thermometer set. It's ET732. What it is, guys, it's a wireless instant read thermometer. It has dual probes. It has one for the meat and one for the pit. So you've got both readings right there. If your analog gauge isn't right on the money, this digital gauge with this rig is. I'm telling you, you'll love it. I use it in the stumps. I use it in my stick burner. I use it out in my backyard on my patio set. So it works on any type of grill, pit, rig. It does not matter. Check it out. Maverick Industries, dynamite products, exceptional value, quality pieces. You can't go wrong with them. Just get you one. Try it out. Once you get one, you'll want another. I guarantee it. And that's just what it is. It's real. It's a really good product, and it just works tremendously well. So try them out. I guarantee you will not be sorry. Tell them Chris sent you. Just order you some Maverick products. Order you some Meat Rake products. Order you some Blues Hog. Go to the grocery store and buy it. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com. any kind of barbecue accessory right there. One place to get it, barbecuesuperstars.com. I guarantee you'll love it. Anything you pick out, it's just a dynamite website, barbecuesuperstars.com. And I do want to mention my newest sponsor. I'm proud to have Grill Great on board, especially with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. We do have a ribeye steak category, and these grill grates are awesome. You're talking about perfect marks every time on a perfect cooked steak. Get you a set of grill grates. Go to grillgrate.com. I guarantee you will not be sorry. It's just an awesome piece. They have them for any style pit, rig, cooker, rectangular, for the kettles, for the Komodo style. Check it out. Go to grillgrate.com, look it up, order you one. I guarantee you will not be sorry, especially if you've got any type of steak category. I mean, it cooks up mighty fine, and it's just a dynamite product. Check it out. You will not be sorry. With that being said, we've always got tons of stuff to talk about right here. It's just 2 hours is not long enough. When I first started doing this show, I thought 2 hours. I was thinking to myself, what in the world are we going to talk about for 2 hours? Especially every week. And let me tell you, it's easy to do. Once you love barbecue like I do, you get in here, you start running your chops a little bit. Man, 2 hours is over. I've always got a dynamite set of callers, people that call in, pitmasters that call in, pro teams from all over the states call in. Man, last week we had callers from at least 10 states, okay? Different flavor profiles, different style cooks, all coming together to talk barbecue, talk chicken, talk brisket, talk pork, talk ribs. We talk it all. We talk sauce. We talk rubs. It's just, we talk it every week, and we just can't talk enough about it. I'm telling you. Pick up the phone, dial 347-202-0263, and I will do my best to get you on live, and we will talk about anything going on in your barbecue world. We will be glad to hear about it because this show is all about you and the Q. And that's no bull. We're not blowing smoke up you. We're telling you like it is. This show is honestly about you and the Q. Without you, there wouldn't be a show. I wouldn't be doing it because I love to hear all these barbecue stories from all over the country. Different styles, different people. We just have a great time right here. I mean, we're always having fun right here on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show. We always let the smoke roll. We let everybody talk. We just have a great time, and I am excited about tonight. I just can't emphasize enough. You know, we're going to talk TBA tonight. That's Tennessee Barbecue Association. www.tbabbq.com is our new website. It is up and running. It's under construction. But, man, we're going to set the woods on fire. You don't have to be from Tennessee to join it. If you want to, we've got guys, barbecue brothers, barbecue sisters from other states that are wanting to be in it, that have their applications in, that we will be putting up and posting, because every team member or every team as a member on the TBA will be listed, and they will take you to their Facebook site with a bio. So, I mean, it's just we're going to make it as user-friendly as possible. We're going to have events posted, different events all through the state, whether it is a TBA-sanctioned event, KCBS-sanctioned event, MBN, whatever, we're going to have it posted. A city event, a county festival, it don't matter, we're going to have it posted. If it's cooking barbecue going on, we're going to have it posted because we all love barbecue. It doesn't matter what sanction it is. We all going to talk it. We love it. And that's just the way it is. That is the way it is. Hey, we've got a call right here in queue. We're going to get them in right now. and get them on and welcome them to the show. Caller 307, welcome to the show. Who is this? Well, we'll work on that a little bit. That's all we need for this board to act up a little bit tonight, but hey, we'll make it happen. If they want to talk and they want to stay on here and listen, hey, that's fine with me. I'm welcoming you to stay on and be with us. And if you want to try to get back in, just we'll get you back on. No problem there at all. You know, we had a big competition this past weekend in Benton, Kentucky. There are 40-plus teams down there. It's an annual event. They always have a good show down there. Goob actually got to go down and do some. He is a certified KCBS judge as well as I am. But he got to do some judging this weekend, and he really enjoyed that. And just got to help with the event because he did not take his rig down. And I know he really had a good time. I know I would like to do some judging possibly sooner than later and just get in on a little of that also because it's all about learning and different presentations, knowing what to do, where to go, when you go. You know, it might be different in Kentucky than it is Missouri, from Missouri to Tennessee, and that's just part of the learning curve that you've got to go with the flow and learn as you competition cook. You just got to get in that flavor profile, know how to change that flavor up a little bit, if they like it a little drier, a little wetter, whatever. Got to make it happen where you can get that name called. So that is very important, regions. And we'll talk a little regions tonight. We're going to talk several other things. Definitely want to talk about the Tennessee Barbecue Association some. Very proud of that website up now. It took us a while to get it going, and which we started this over a year ago, and it has grown, and it's just a big positive force that you're just not going to be able to stop. I mean, it's just a lot of great things happening with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. Go over to the website, check it out, www.tbabbq.com. It's up, it's running. And it is under construction, but it's really nice. We've got a great base going here on that, and it's really gonna be dynamite once we get it finished. But you know, it takes a little work to get that all going. So we definitely want to hear some feedback, some input. I would love to have some callers tonight, just calling in, saying, "Hey, I like your show. Hey, I don't like your show. Just whatever. I'd love to hear a little feedback tonight." Especially because, you know, I want to make it better every week. I want you to listen. I want you to enjoy listening. I want you to call in if you want to. Tell us some barbecue stories, some barbecue history. Share it with your friends. Share it on Facebook. I'm a big Facebooker. Check me out, Chris Chadwick on Facebook, Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue Team on Facebook. Like that page if you want to. I sure would appreciate it if you did. Also, my newest page I've got up is the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show. If you want to go over that page, check it out, write a post, post me something, post me a comment, like my page. I'm all about interacting. I'm all about callers calling in, listeners listening. You know, I wish if all my listeners would call in, each show, we wouldn't be able to do nothing but say hi to every one of our listeners because we have just been blowing the roof off because it's just smoking hot. I mean, I'm just proud to say just we're having listeners upon listeners upon listeners upon listeners. And I'm just proud of that, and I want to do all I can for you to come back and listen again, for you to call in, 347-202-0263. Be part of the show. We just love to have you. That's just all there is to it. So call in and be part of the show. It's all about you and the queue tonight. We're just going to make this show. We're going to let it go. We don't schedule anything. It's all shoot from the hip. We don't schedule anything. We love to hear your stories, and that's just what it's about. Now, I do want to say, I just made a Twitter page. I don't know what you do when you tweet. And I don't know exactly what to do on a Twitter page. But my Twitter is CC, is C Chadwick BBQ. Real easy to do. Go follow me or I'll follow you. Whatever we need to do, we'll make it happen. I'm telling you. But I do have a new Twitter account. It's C Chadwick BBQ. And let's let the smoke roll. That's just the way we're going to do it. We're going to keep it rolling right now. We've got some more callers in queue here. We're going to get them in. Try to recognize all these numbers, but let me tell you, sometimes it's really hard for me to do. So if I don't recognize your number, do not be offended, because it's just me, I'm telling you. But I do recognize this number. A good friend of mine, he always calls in. He's always part of the show. It's Keith Webb of Pirate Port. Keith, welcome to the show tonight. How's it going?
Hey, man, what's up?
Well, we just got it fired up. We got the meat on, and we letting the smoke roll.
I hear you. We do.
That's right, brother. That's right. We just fired up about being on the show. Big show last week. You just wouldn't believe the numbers we've had on the show, the listens. I'm just thankful, you know, we just getting out there and just keep getting on out and getting on out. And the word is spreading. The numbers are growing. And, I mean, I'm fired up and excited about that.
Shoot, yeah. It's something to be fired up about. There's a lot going on with us.
Well, you know, it's the barbecue industry, the barbecue sport, the barbecue world is blowing up. I mean, it is literally on fire. And people that don't realize and don't actually follow barbecue or the foodie aspect of barbecue, they would just be amazed, because, I mean, there's a comp or two comps or three comps every week, every month of the year, all over the country. You know, I mean, we've got comps from, you know, East Coast, West Coast. I mean, they're everywhere. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just exciting to think about it. And just a hundredth of the people get involved with one thing, and I mean, it's going to be huge. I mean, it's just the numbers are just out there. It's actually amazing. You know, myself, you, several of the other callers, we all live in small town America. You know, our town, we have three red lights in it. I mean, we cannot fathom the idea of all these places that our show's going. It just blows my mind. But I sure am thankful for it. And I just love to talk Q. Love to have you on here talking Q. And we get them to call in and talk Q with us too, and we'll have one big old party, I'm telling you.
There you go. Like last week, that was a good one.
We did have a great show last week. We had a dynamite set of callers call in. They were all of y'all are awesome cooks. I mean, it was just rolling. It was rolling hard. And if we can just do that every show, I mean, there's no telling where we're all going to go. You know, we get our name out there, just like Keith Webb, Pirate Port. Go to Facebook page, Pirate Port, like his page. You know, everybody's in it for likes. We love to have likes. I mean, I love to have likes. Pirate Port loves to have likes. Just, if you're listening, go like our page. It just helps us out, makes us feel good, makes us feel like somebody's appreciating what we're doing. So, what's your next cook, Keith?
Trying to do the Bolivar cook. That's the plan anyway. I got Brewston, you know, normally, well, would have probably been my first, but I'm going to try to squeeze that Bolivar cook in.
Yeah, we've got to go do the Bolivar cook. I think that's going to be a real nice cook. That is actually going to be a partial TBA sanctioned event. we're going to roll in with CDA and have actually it's going to be the same cooks that have dual payouts. So we'll talk about that in a little while. People not listening or not used to something like that, they're saying dual payouts. That, you know, but we'll explain it all here in a little while. We'll get a few more on the line. I know we've got another caller in queue. Let me go on and get them in and welcome them into the show and see if we can get this board rocking and rolling tonight, because we'd love to hear from them. Caller 307-262. You're about to be live with us. You're live with us right now. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, man. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I actually saw this on Facebook, and I'm calling from Casper, Wyoming. So I just wanted to kind of listen in and see if we can't learn something from you fellas down in that part of the country.
Man, awesome. Well, welcome to the show. I mean, I promise I won't bother you. You're welcome to stay online, stay on cue, and if you want to ask a question, hey, I'll leave you queued in, and you just jump right in and join us, because that's what this show's all about. But we're
Absolutely, I appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, we're just listening now, but I'll definitely speak up if I got something. I appreciate it.
Man, hey, welcome to the show. We do appreciate it. What's your name?
Brett Osborne. I'm with Team Smoking Hot Butts Barbecue.
Wonderful. Well, Brent, welcome. And you're more than welcome to make yourself at home. Feel right and feel free to ask any question you want to ask. We're going to cover some brisket tonight. We're going to cover some probably a rib work, a little brisket work. Chicken, we always talk chicken. I mean, hey, you know that lovely chicken that we all do, and we never know how it's going to turn out at the end.
There you go. That's for sure.
But yeah, we're gonna talk it all tonight. We're gonna get it in. We've always got pit masters from all over the country. Usually we have Texas pit masters call in. I'm sure we'll have some in here tonight. We've got Pirate Pork on the line with us here out of Tennessee. I'm from Tennessee myself. My team, Hall County Cookers, we do a lot of cooking also, and we just have a great time. We have Mississippi callers, Georgia callers. Colorado, I mean, guys from all over, Pennsylvania. So make yourself at home, kick back, and join in. And if you got to go and then come back on. Hey, we welcome to have you. We're glad to have you.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, Keith, this comp coming up, the Bolivar comp, we're talking about TBA, Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're excited about getting involved. This will be our first year of actually doing some sanctioning. We have had the first annual TBA rib shootout. That was really a great success considering what weather we had. And we're really looking forward to having two or three more of these during the year here in Tennessee, East Tennessee, West Tennessee, Middle Tennessee. And, you know, it's just all about traveling and getting to those places, getting it all organized. And, you know, that's why we always say, if you know an event organizer, be sure to tell them thank you, job well done, because it's so much work. It's so very hard to do. It's just a lot of work. And, I mean, it's one of those kind of positions. It's, well, you did it, great job. You know, no really thanks for it, but if you mess it up, they're going to really give you whatnot about it, you know. So
yeah, you'll hear a lot, man.
You will, and you know, you just got to thank them regardless, because you know how it's just tough to do. And as we plan these TBA events, there's a lot of work involved in that, so we definitely got to work that a little harder and thank everybody, because these barbecue events are huge. They're a lot of work, but they're a lot of fun. We just have a great, great time with them. We do have another caller. Let's see if we can cue them in and welcome them to the show and see who we have here. Like I say, I try to remember these numbers, but, man, I can't remember them all. But we sure try. We'll see if we can cue them in. Maybe we can. But, yeah, I'm excited about the next few cooks coming up. You know, they're going to be good-sized cooks. We've got a lot of competition, a lot of great talent out there. There's a lot of stiff, tough competition just right here in Tennessee. I mean, some dynamite teams out there that that know what they're doing. You know, you gotta get it serious, get in there, and work hard at that. Let's welcome this caller to the show. Caller 904-673, welcome to the show. Who have we got?
Hey, Chris, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, I'm trying out this new iPhone thing, man. Didn't even know if it'd work. This is Blake Moody from Jacksonville, Florida.
Blake, welcome, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing better now, man. Just got off work and thought I'd tune in.
Cool. We're just really getting it fired up here. We've got a few callers in queue, and we haven't really started talking any kind of chicken tonight or brisket, but man, we trying to cover it. Have you done any cooking? What was your last cook, Blake?
Oh man, my last cook was a 60 team rib cook-off only in Fernandina Beach. Put on by the city. It wasn't sanctioned or nothing, but man, we had a ball, and a good friend of mine took the top prize. So shout out to Gary Park and G Slow Smoke Barbecue.
That's awesome. You know, I'm telling you, you know what it takes when you go to these big, especially a rib cook-off. I mean, we did one not long ago. In a rib shootout is pretty tough to do. You know, it's just almost like a full-blown competition because you got to go set it up and get her ready just like a competition. But it's amazing the flavor profiles that some of these teams can come up with on these ribs.
So go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, what's your biggest – your favorite flavor profile right there in Florida? What do y'all really work hard at?
Man, I'm going to be honest. I'm a kind of a newer team, so mine is just, checking out some books from the library and experimenting here at the house.
Right, yeah.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, that's right. Do you go with the heat? Do you like it really sweet? Do you go with a dry rub, or do you finish it out with your sauce? Or what do you fancy more? What's your favorite?
Well, I think it's a little bit of all of it. You don't want to scare them away with the heat, but you gotta make a little warm, or you're missing a lot of your flavor in there. You know,
you're right.
Air on the side of sweet. You know, I would think obviously.
Right.
Got it. And you better. I mean, people. You know, some people just they think barbecue is sauce. You better put some sauce on those things if you want to score well, especially if they're not all certified judges.
Right.
So
you're exactly right. I agree with what you're saying. You know, that's a lot of what we talk about around here. You know, here in Tennessee, we do a lot of city cooks, a lot of county cooks, you know, state fair type barbecue competitions. And you got to kind of know who your judges are, what they expect, because everybody's different. You know, you figure you just cook one way and let it roll. But really surprisingly, this last chicken, I was proud of my chicken down in Tupelo, Mississippi. We had 100-team cook, and this chicken, my chicken turned out 18th overall. But, man, I lit it up. I had it on fire, I'm telling you. It was hot. Yeah.
Right.
And we have a lot of Texas callers call in, and I'm telling you, they don't think it's hot, but if they send me a little of that, man, it's got some heat to it. It's got a little kick to it, you know.
Yep.
So, and you hate to blow your chance, so I feel as a cook, I don't know about you, Webb, but I feel as a cook, you kind of hold back a little bit because you don't want to blow them away with heat or sweetness. But then if you do, you think, well, I blew it because I put too much in it, put too much on it. And, you know, that turning time, it matters. and you're worried about what you do. I know I'm always most nervous at tourney-in time because I'm thinking, man, did I do enough or did I do too much?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And kind of like we were talking about last week, you just, it's always a shot in the dark, man. If we knew them judges and everything they liked, it'd be making a lot easier. I guess that'd be kind of cheating, but, you know.
Well,
it would help
out
a whole lot because you don't know. You know, you got them judges that like the heat. I taste a lot of my stuff, and I say, oh, it's too hot, and I'll let my team members taste it, and they're like, oh, no, man, it ain't hot, it ain't hot. And I'm going, and it's burning my mouth, and they're, no, it ain't hot. So, you know.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right. And, chicken, we just fired it up. I mean, and it did really, you know, it did really well. Our wings, it did the wings the same way, and our wings coming out seventh overall. So, our chicken, I was proud of that. I'm going to next competition. I'm going to work it hard and do it just like I did this past time and just wish for the best and just let her roll. That's what I'm going to do. And I think that's the best way to do it most of these competitions because
it's all you can do, man.
You can't second guess that stuff. Because if you do, it's just crazy. You know, it'll drive you crazy.
All you can do is try the best you can do that day and hope for it.
That's it. That's it. And we just gonna keep letting the smoke roll, boys. That's all we can do. We just go. We have a good time. We have some good fellowship. We always meet new teams from different states or from different counties, and it's just a big old brotherhood, and we just have a lot of fun. I mean, from Florida to Wyoming, Colorado, it don't matter. You know, once you call in, we want you to call in again. We want you to be welcome. Make yourself at home. You can talk barbecue just like we can. We'll have a great time together. And I'm thanking y'all for calling in because, hey, we're just going to have a big time tonight. If you got a question, just jump right in and ask it, and we will do our best to answer it or come up with some kind of good BS answer for it anyhow.
Yeah,
we
Chris,
got another call. All right.
Do you, you cook on a stick burner? You were saying a couple months ago or a couple weeks ago you got a Stumps.
Right.
What do you think about that bad boy?
I'm going to tell you something. That Stumps, it's different. It's a different complete cooker than what I'm used to. I'm used to an old-fashioned, work-your-ass-off kind of cook, okay?
Yep.
And that Stumps, I've just not got it down like I really want it because I'm really heavy on smoke. I use hickory slabs when I cook it at stick burner. And that Stumps, you know, you're not going to be, everybody told me, you be careful because you'll oversmoke that meat. So I've been trying to be easy with it, and I don't feel like I've been putting enough smoke in it because I've been nervous about putting too much in it. You know, and blowing my shot of a call. But I'm learning it a little more, which naturally, as any pit has, they've got a hot spot, and you know, some that's warmer area, you know, areas, and that's just understandable. They're not all going to be even convection cook up. But I love it because it, you know, you can burn a half a bag of charcoal in that bad boy. You know, it cooks really good. It's easy to use. I'm just when I light my pit though, I can get my rig up to 250-300 degrees in about 15-20 minutes. Now with the Stumps, you know, it takes you know, honestly, 45 minutes to an hour for it to come up to good temp, you know, have a good solid heat in there. But of course I've been learning as I go because I've never used one. You know, I usually light a chimney full of charcoal. As a matter of fact, one thing that I don't like that I've made is I've made me a funnel for that chute. You know, when you dump your coal down the top of that Stumps, you get all those ashes all around the top of it, you wipe it in all trying to keep it nice. Well,
yeah.
I made me a chute to just slide in there, handle, you know, just a big funnel is what it is. I pour it in there, I don't get any ash, and it's working real good. So, but I like it. And once I really get it down pat, it's gonna be hard to hold on to because I'm gonna be rocking and rolling. I'm gonna let smoke roll out of that Stumps, baby, and I can't kick the tire on that one because it's a metal caster. but I'm going to light that fire and I'm going to let the smoke roll.
That's right. Yeah, I started on an offset, you know, on a Lang, and I really liked it. Unfortunately, I bought one that was too small. I bought a 36.
Right.
And it that's a great size for the house, but if, you know, if I was going to do a full comp, I was like, man, I just need to get something a little bigger.
Right.
And on the way to looking at other stuff, I purchased one of those stumps. So kind of doing the same thing you're doing, just trying to figure that thing out. Like, if you can cook on a stick burner, then you can cook on anything.
Right.
So it's not that, but I know one thing I really screwed up with, because, you know, I got the thing, and then a week later I cooked that Fernandina cook-off.
Uh-huh.
Is, you know, with the Lang, it's no question, you preheat your wood, you know?
Right, right.
When you throw in the firebox. Well, damn it, I forgot to do that on the stumps. And, man, I definitely undersmoked it.
Really?
I've been throwing the wood just in the damn cook chamber to warm up.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of any other place to put it, but
well, I'm telling you, you know, and I'm constantly opening that, you know, you've got your control valve down there, your air valve. I don't have a guru on it. You know, it's got the air valve. Well, I open it up, and I just personally don't think that's enough air, so I open the door up. You know, I'm used to cooking with my stick burner. I open and close my fire door and control my heat the way I want it. So that's what
yep.
I've been doing with that stumps. I've been opening and closing that door more. And, man, I'm just trying to work it like a stick burner. I mean, that's just all there is to it.
I tell you, yeah, you used to doing something, man, and you're just fiddling around with it, you know?
You're right. You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm
and
with
I can, but now which what stumps did you get?
I got the classic.
Yeah, that's what I have. That's what I have.
It, man, I'm telling you, it's going to be it's a great comp cooker, but it's also going to help me with a vending business. I hope to start here pretty soon.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, I'll tell you what I do personally. On some Saturdays, and I mean, I just do it at a whim too. I mean, because I love cook, so I'll just put on Facebook, hey, I'm cooking ribs. And before long, that first cook on that stump, I had 25 racks on that stump. And I was cooking ribs. And that was my first cook on that stump, with 25 racks of ribs. But, yeah, I love doing that.
Did you do that on Facebook? Did you have people wanting to... You cook ribs for them?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I just put it on Facebook. I'm cooking ribs, and my phone will start blowing up. I mean, they'll just start calling. And, you know, I'll do it at least once a month now. And it helps. You know, every dollar helps. You know, I work every day, and I'm in the real world, so every dollar helps. You know, I mean, and I love cooking. I can't think of any other better way of making it. So, but yeah, that stumps, you know, you can load her down with 25 racks, comfortably, you know, it's full though. And you just swap your bottom rack, your top rack, and Pirate Pork, Keith Webb helped me, matter of fact, that first cook, didn't you, Keith?
Yep, I'd see how that thing was going to work.
Yeah, we matter of fact, when I said I was cooking ribs that day, I said, well, we're going to cook, and I went to the grocery store, and they didn't have but 10 or 12 racks thawed. So I had to buy the rest of them frozen and had to thaw. So it was kind of challenging, no doubt. Well, we've got another caller in queue right here. My board is just lit up, and it looks like we're going to get him on. And we're going to welcome Team Grilling and Chilling to the show. Goo, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Yeah, as soon as I figure out how to get on there with you, I'll be there.
What is going on tonight?
I'm sitting here kind of listening to y'all chat, getting down to a little dinner. Of course, you know my little girl's here tonight, so I got to give her attention.
And because we're gonna be back out on the road this weekend. I was gone last weekend, back out on the road this weekend, so I'm not gonna be able. We're gonna have to leave Friday, so she can't take her out of school. So gotta get loving in now.
Oh, I understand. I do understand. You headed out to Kennett, Missouri, aren't you?
Yep. We're gonna go down there and represent down there for a while, see what we can do. I met some good people over at Benton last weekend, and they're all gonna be down there. They all wanna be TBA members, so we're gonna go down there and sign up about 10 people.
Well, that sounds wonderful. That's just dynamite. You know, that TBA, it's gonna blow up like this barbecue world this year. I mean, it's just on. It's just a good feeling to see all that happen and know that we're a part of it. And that's www.tbabbq.com.
All you got to do is go just type in tbabbq.com and it'll come up.
That's right. Well, we've got Keith Webb, Power Pork, in the house with us. We also got Blake Moody with us out of Florida tonight. Welcome, Blake, to the show.
Yeah, I see a lot of your post stuff, Blake. I kind of keep up with you and stuff. I'm glad to talk to you tonight.
Yeah, man. Good to talk to you.
I'm getting some things lined up here for a new website. That's kind of what I'm working on. And I'm fixing to help Mr. Head out here. And talk to y'all too. Maybe I can keep concentrated.
Oh, man, you're multitasking tonight. That's going to be rough.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. You know me well.
We just have a big old time, no doubt. And, the show, we just keep talking barbecue on the show. We just want to support, promote barbecue any way we can, especially with all of our listeners out there, everybody that loves barbecue, and we want them to call in. We want them to be a part of the show. Looks like we've had all types of people coming in to the TBA and checking out the site. I'm looking at a counter right now, and it just looks really good.
Yeah. Like I said, it's going to be something to be proud to be a part of, you know. And I'm going to always be able to say, hey, you know, we were very fundamental in getting this started. But like I said, it's just like anything else. It's just like a job or anything else. It's a whole lot to it. A whole lot going on behind the scenes that people don't see.
That's right. It's a whole lot of work to it. Just a lot of things going on. It's just unreal. Without Ed, we would be lost, dude. I'm telling you,
what I'm saying. But being, you know, him and his family have always, you know, my family's always, but they've been in the retail business for years and years and years, and this is a whole lot more like the retail business as far as setting up the websites and getting stuff in order as far as with PayPal and as far as being a non-profit organization.
Right.
He's been through all this stuff, and so he's helping us. He's shaving the learning curve off, just, you know, big time for us, you know. And I'm so thankful for him.
Well, dude, we want to ask you. We know you was doing some judging down there this weekend.
I did. I had an opportunity to judge. I ain't gonna say I didn't enjoy it, but what I'm gonna say is about that is I am a comp cook. So my heart and soul is out there on my rig cooking, not sitting under some tent. But that being said, I think, you know, my wife and I, we're going to enjoy doing some traveling and going, because it's inevitable, you know. You've got too many obligations. It's a financial situation, financial burden, too many obligations. It's inevitable that you're just not going to be able, you know, I'm not where I can go out and chase it. KCBS championship or you know, a top 100 or anything like that. So we just kind of get them in when we can, and but we'll be able to go do some judging, I do feel, and enjoy that.
Well, yeah, I know that. I can't wait to do a few myself, but it brings a whole new meaning on. It gives you some more insight
also on the competition, on the cooks, how the teams turn that stuff in too, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, it, well, and I'll tell you, I mean, because I didn't learn nothing that I don't think. Yeah, it's all the same. It's all the same. It's identical. It's. I've always said, and I know on this show, and anybody that's ever talked to me about the barbecuing and everything, I say, you know, if you will just cook your product, get it done, and not overcook it. No, don't send them nothing tough and raw, and don't send them nothing that's burnt up. You have beat half the field. Well, after judging, that still stands true.
Yeah.
But when it gets past that little issue right there, when you get past that 50%, then it's all the same. So by saying that, it's the little things that you've got to do then. And, you know, and I think that it's, you know, it's all little things. We go, well, they probably don't matter. Well, it really probably doesn't matter to the judge. But the problem is he's sitting there looking at six of them, or he's sitting there tasting six of them, or he's, you know, pulling the bones out of six of them. And you're supposed to judge. You can't mark a box down. You can only mark them up. But like I said, if you've been doing it long enough to kind of get an eye on look and stuff like that, you know, it's the little stuff that makes the difference. You know, and we've all done comps, and we've messed and done, and Blake, I know you do too. You'll look at your scorecard, and you got an 8-9-9, you got a 9-8-9, you got a 9-9-9, you got a 7-8-9, and, you know, in a well, the 7's going to knock you out completely. You cannot have a 7. And 7 is, a, you know, a 7's above average. But a 7 will allow you to win in comps. When you get a 7, you're done. And so if you've got to, I mean, you would not believe, but you've got to be looking for those 9-9-9, 9-9-9, 9-9. 6 judges need, you know, one of them needs to give you maybe an 8-9-9 or 8-8-9, but the rest of them better be 9-9-9s because it's all good. It's that close.
Right.
I mean, I got tired of eating the crap because I don't mean crap. It was good, but I got tired of eating the crap because it was all the same.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And I had 6 boxes. Like when 6 ribs come across or 6 chickens come across. So my old theory is some of it was, you know, some of it wasn't done. Some of it was overdone. Some of it was tough. You know, some of it was falling off the bone, say on your ribs and stuff like that, on your barbecue. Some of it was chewy, some of it was mush. Well, there's that, going back to what I always say, that's that 50% ratio. If you hit it down the park, down the center, you know, you just beat those guys. But then there's 3 boxes there that's pretty much money. I mean, you would take, you know, as a competitor, I would have took any of those last 3 boxes and been proud to call them mine.
Right.
But the problem is, somebody on that right there probably going to get a 7 because there's 6 judges. And all the taste, your flavor profiles are all not the same. You know, and somebody's ideal, even though we all are certified judges, but somebody's ideal of ribs falling off the bone and ribs that stick on a bone, or somebody's ideal of how pink a piece of chicken should be in next to the bone, or you want your barbecue just to mush in your mouth and, you know, you don't want to have to chew it.
Right.
You know, there's so many variables that it's inevitable out of those 6 people, somebody's going to probably throw you a 7 unless it's just perfect, perfect, perfect. So then when you get down to that point and you feel like you're turning in good product and stuff, it's all the little shit. I mean, it just got that dirty and look and do and, you know, for instance, and I told you earlier today, we had a set of ribs. I judged a set of ribs that was absolutely off the chart. When you buy a good, you know, you go, oh, that's good. And, 4 of the judges on our table, we all gave it. It looked good. It tasted good. It was cooked right. We all gave it, you know, and of course you didn't know what the score was, but you could just tell by the way people talk.
Right.
It was 9-9-9, 9-9-9, 9-9-9, 9-9-9, 9-9-9. 2 judges at the end of the table. There was 8 bones in the box, the first 4 bones on top. Of course, 4 judges got it. The 2 at the end of the table got it off the bottom. Okay. So they gave it, appearance-wise, they gave it 9-2. And taste-wise, they probably gave it, they may even give it 8 or 9 on taste. But like texture, they gave them 6s. You know, and they said, and of course, we were sitting there talking, and then after we had talked a while and stuff, I was actually the only serious, they all cook, but I was the only serious competitor probably sitting at the table. And they said, well, how can that be? And I said, well, he probably got his, actually on top, he got his best four ribs. And those four on the bottom may have come out of two slabs or may have come out of another slab. It was just not as good as his top.
Right.
You know, and I said, and the difference in the meat, they cook side by side, same season, same and everything. But lots of times, I mean, the meat is just a different meat, you know. And I said, that's the only thing you explain. Because we all gave you perfect scores. And y'all actually, and that's where stuff like your competitor, you look at it and you go, hell in the shit, did I get a six? I got, we have four judges here giving me straight nines. And these two judges gave me nines on appearance. You know, we're talking about fixing to be a 180 score here. And then they get a six and a seven on tenderness, you know, and I think probably a little bit on taste too, because it was just a different thing. And it's, you know, it's where they changed, you know. And of course, he took his best four bullets and put them on top. They looked good. They looked awesome. The bone was pulled back on them, bad boys, about 3 inches to 1/2 inch. I mean, I really couldn't wait to get a hold of them. And they were thick, good old thick St. Louis. You know what I'm saying? But the ones on the bottom wasn't as good as the ones on top. And the guy that turned it in probably knew that. But what could you do? You got to turn them in.
Well, how did they present them ribs? Did they have them? You said bottom and top. Did they not have them all laid out in the box?
Just stacking them on top of each other. There were four and then four underneath. And on the majority of all the boxes, that's the way it was. I didn't see any. You know, I think I seen. One box, you know, of course, I only judge six boxes, so
right.
I seen one box that had maybe like, you know, four or five on the bottom, and then a couple kind of turned up meat edgewise on the ends, you know, showing off the smoke ring or whatever, you know. But it was pretty all just stacked in there, you know. So it was kind of crazy. Like I said, I did go to help a fellow competitor. To cook, not necessarily cook. It was his cook. I was just there to. He needed help unloading the cooler, or plugging this in, or doing this, or sitting there just keeping him company. You know, I watched his cooker. I went and laid down 3 or 4 hours and I watched his cooker about 2.5-3 hours that next morning to let him kind of get a nap. And that's when they come by and say, hey, you know, if you still want to, we're going to be short a few judges. You know, we'd like to keep this 100% certified. Thing. And so the director come by over there and he said, hey, he said, I understand if you don't want to. He said, but he said, you know, as far as fraternizing with the you know, thing, I said, you know, he said, and it was still like 3 hours before the first turn in. So he hadn't built no boxes. We hadn't took any product off, actually. And I said, well, I helped him put it on and stuff, and I'd sit here and watch the temp on it, but he's cooked with backwoods. There wasn't nothing to do. I walked around and bullshit with some other guys and just, you know, kind of stayed there and made sure nothing didn't get burned up or something. And he said, well, as long as you promise me that, you know, that, and I said, well, no, I hadn't even seen the product. He ain't built no boxes or no nothing, you know.
Right.
He said, I appreciate that. And I said, as a matter of fact, I'll just walk away now. I said, my wife's up now. She's cleaned up, got her hair done, got her makeup back on and everything, so. She can come over and help him finish up if he needs anything, and I'll just pull back. And, you know, and I did. Then I went and walked around and talked to some of the other competitors and sat on the stage and just bullcrap. It was time to do it.
Right. Well,
but now when you go, you need to know that you're going to be involved. It's going to be a three and a half hour ordeal.
Right. Well, can you imagine? So how many judges do you think estimated for that cook? How many did y'all have there judging?
It was probably 40. There were 40 teams, and I'm sure they had 40 cooks. I mean, probably 40 judges. It may have been 35. See, like one on chickens, I only judged 5 boxes. I didn't judge 6.
Right.
You know, and some other teams, you know, were like that, you know.
So would you recommend to the cooks out there listening, if they haven't ever taken the KCBS judging class or an MBN class, depending on sanctions they cook, would you recommend to them to take the class and go judge a comp?
Well, don't take the class. I would say this. The class is not going to help you. If you're kind of a seasoned cook, the class is really not going to help you. It's more rules and laws and stuff like that. And you think, well, man, we're going to see some good food, you know. They'll throw just about anything at you, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So And, you know, but it's good with the intentions of judging some comp. I think, you know, it's like my wife and I, it's a good way for us to, you know, spend some extra time around the cooks and enjoy that. And, you know, it was a learning curve. Well, just like I said, resonated back to me that it's the little stuff. You know, you're cooking, you've got your times down, you're within 30 minutes or 5 degrees on temperature-wise, you can't do anything about the meat. Some days it's going to be perfect, some days not. You're already there. You know, you got this, you got that. So now it's where you actually got to start, because what's beating you, you ain't beaten because it ain't good. It's just as good as anybody else's. But
right.
the other guy had just a little bit more or a little bit less. You know, it's just hard to say. But like I said, I know it's definitely the little things that you have to you have to pay attention.
Right, no doubt. So it gives you quite a bit of insight. You know, especially if you go judge an event, it gives you some huge insight on how boxes are turned in, how the teams are prepped. You don't know who's doing what, but you can see overall
right. How
a turn-in box, you know, how it comes right. In, what they're looking for, what's going on there.
Now, if you were brand new to the game and thought this was the road that you were thinking about heading down, before I ever got my worried about too much air pressure in my cooker tires and how much fuel it's going to cost, first thing I do, I'd be riding in mama's car going judging a couple. Cause it'll save you, I would say, to a novice that's just getting in, it would save you $10,000 to $20,000 just by going and learning that. Go do a couple, two or three, sit down at a couple, two or three tables and really see. That way, when you go home and cook, you're not spending $300 to go out there and cook, and you're not spending $150, $200 in fuel, and not spending another $150, $200 on meat. When you judge and say, this is what it takes, go home and practice it. And, you know, of course, you always get your backyard events and stuff like that, and, you know, but if you're going to probably play on the pro side like that, it's going to take what you tasted, the best you tasted, and better to win.
Right.
But you can really, you know what I'm saying, instead of bouncing around and listening to this cook and listening to that cook, reading this magazine and listening to this article and being online and stuff, you could actually go taste some honest-to-God 100% competition barbecue from the pros and see what you got to beat. You know.
So overall, it's definitely a recommendation to do that, because especially new cooks, that will get them in line. That will get them in line. I firmly agree and believe that, because I took KCBS class, and it enlightened me on some things that I had, you know, had questions about. But until you get in there hands-on judging and you see what these teams are turning in, that's where the real key is, I do believe. And that's just good experience. That's just good old-fashioned experience.
Yeah, just get old experience is what they call it, experience.
That's right, experience. That sure is. You got it. And we just that's what this cooking competition is. This barbecue world, just like this doing this show, it's just, you know, each time we do it, hopefully we're doing it a little better. We're not stepping back. We're taking two steps forward, not one step back. So, you know, we just keep working it and keep hoping that it's just going to increase our chances and make it a better cook. You know, chicken, what did you see as far as chicken on this particular competition? Let's just ask you about chicken. What did you see turned in?
Well, the boxes that I looked at were all fives. I didn't judge any legs, although I do know that people are nowadays are using a lot of legs.
Right.
But like I said, I didn't judge any legs. They were all thighs. And and there again, they were all the same guys. I mean, I had judged 6 boxes. I had one box that probably looked like some of my boxes. It wasn't on the level that it needed to be playing on that level of playing field. But the other 5 boxes, or other 4 boxes, I only done 4 and 5 boxes and chicken. The other 4 boxes, for money. I mean, they were pretty. They were the same size. They were. They tasted good. They were juicy. You know.
Right.
Same
right.
thing. You know what I mean? They looked good. Those other four boxes, I gave 9 on appearance. They were beautiful. But you know, like on taste and stuff like that. Of course, you taste them as you go. I think out of those four boxes, then I had a couple that I gave 8s to. I mean, they were damn good, but I was thinking there ought to be a little bit more pop. And I promise you, when you judge, you judge and you eat with your eye. I had 2 boxes. Of course, you judge them as you get to them. I had one of those boxes that it did absolutely look like money. It was kind of like those ribs I was talking about.
Right.
I knew whoever prepared those, it wasn't his first rodeo. And I couldn't wait in the bottom. And once they got 9, they got 3 9s from me. Both of those last 2 boxes did.
Right.
I mean, but it was just so close. But the one box that I looked at, you know, if I could have gave him 3 11s, I would have gave him 3 11s. I mean, it was better than anything come across the table. But 9's the best score you got. And the guy behind it, because you're judging box for box, his was the shapes were about the same. The parsley was good. It tasted like a 9, and it was cooked perfectly. So it was a 9 too. But what happened was, you know what I'm saying with that, you know, I don't know what happened, but like, well, one of them, you know, I gave him, you know, I gave those 2, you know, 9s. But it just depends on what else everybody else gave him, you know.
Right.
You know.
Well, what a lot of people don't understand, when they're judging, when these judges are judging these boxes, and they all get there, when they're at that table, and that table captain brings that box around, they're not supposed to say a word. You know, they nod, they look, and they nod, and they're not, judges aren't talking back and forth with other judges during judging.
No, you cannot talk to everybody. Everybody has judged whatever they got in front of them. All the cards are turned in. When all the cards are turned in, then you can discuss. Honestly, to me, of course, now, for y'all that don't know, I'm taking chemo and stuff, and they call it chemo brain, so my memory is just not what it should be. So lots of stuff I couldn't even, you know, I mean, they were discussing it. I knew one in my mind that was the best. I had in my mind when I filled out my scorecard, that was the best. But, you know, I couldn't, when they were discussing it, I really couldn't tell you, you know, what they were talking about on it.
Well, that's a lot of insight. You know, that's something we talk about, something we love to talk about. Just as much as we do sauces and flavor profiles, is judges' insights, and we'd love to have some judges call in also, you know, because some guys that judge constantly in and out all the time, we'd love to have some of them call in too and tell us a little about, you know, give us some insight on that, because that's just, like I say, that's just more learning, more experience. Just the more we talk about it, the more we learn. And I hope to say, and I want to say, I know personally I've learned quite a bit right here on this show, talking to all the different pitmasters, teams that we have. We've always, you know, everybody brings little things to the table that we didn't do or we didn't think about that they're doing, and vice versa. So that's what I really like about the show. You know, we talk cook. We all have our own special ways of doing it. I love to share a lot of mine. And, you know, hopefully it brings a little insight, just like you share yours, brings a little insight. Everybody's sharing, and it does help quite a bit. I know we've just got this board refreshed. We've got a couple more callers in queue. We're going to welcome them into the show, see if we can get those callers in. We've got caller, let's see here. We're going to make it happen here. Caller 501-276, you're live with us. Who have we got?
What's up, boys? It's Andy from Southern Crump.
Oh, Andy, my man. What's happening tonight?
Man, not much. You know, the wife flipped it over to Idol, and I said, you know, I got to get out of here. So I picked up my phone and started listening to you guys. So.
Oh, man, we're just talking a little cue. We're just talking a little cue.
Andy, were y'all with Benton this weekend?
Where at?
Were y'all at Benton this past weekend?
No, sir.
I know you're going to be in Kennett this weekend, and I'll see y'all out there, but I I didn't know it what had happened. If you've ever cooked over a bin, it was a pretty good daggum rain, and there's a ditch that runs down through there. It's about a foot and a half, 2 feet. And I talked to some of the guys on this side of the ditch, but I never did cross the ditch. Go say it.
I understand. I have cooked many a times when water was up over my shoes, you know. So
sure.
And you're standing under your first up that's aluminum in a lightning storm, and that's just kind of scary, you know. So.
I usually hold a metal pole, get out there in the middle of it and say, Our last wife decided we would take Easter weekend off.
Well,
there's a bunch of noise in the background tonight, Chris. Well, I don't know where that comes from. It just comes in when you got here. Well, it's not me. Well, let's see if we can get it. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Let's see if we can get some of that out there. I just, it just starting to pick it up and echo, and it sounds like it's quieting down. Let's see. It sounds like somebody's having a party behind somebody. Somebody's on the speakerphone or something.
I'm ready to go on a party. I'm ready to pour a party. There you go. Sorry about that, fellas. We got
Kenneth coming up, and we're looking forward to that. There's a we got the list of teams. There's a bunch of good teams there. So
yeah,
you know,
after I done sent my money in, that I looked at some of the teams, I thought,
I should probably just keep my ass at house.
But anyway,
so you'll be all right. Just go have fun.
Nah.
Well, yeah,
that's what we're going to do. I mean, we're going to have a big time is what we're out to do anyway.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I mean, it's
them Trump boys can't be crunky all the time.
I don't know. You've seen us live and in person, Chadwick. You know how we get.
I know it, brother.
The only thing
is we didn't get to play enough. I mean,
I know it. We had work to do, though, you know? I mean.
I know. It's crazy.
All of us did. That's the hard part, you know? I mean, you get in there, and you know, and you know, when we were in Tupelo, and what you're talking about, Randy and I are pretty solid, well, anyway, we know what we're doing as far as trimming our meat and everything, you know, and we got there, and there were some guys next to us that were scraping their chicken skin, and I'm not kidding y'all, they did it for 6 hours. They were scraping their chicken skin. You know, I don't know how much chicken they cooked. I didn't really pay much attention. They may have cooked, you know, 800 thighs, but, you know, they were just there. You know, they were doing it when we got there. And, you know, and Randy and I, usually what we normally do is after the cook's meeting, you know, we go in and Randy does two meats and I do two meats. And generally, you know, we'll go in and I'll let him do his are the big meats. So he takes care of the brisket and the pork butt on Juanita. And I do the ribs and chicken. And mine are pretty quick because I don't season mine until Saturday morning.
Right.
So, you know, I can go in and trim mine up, get my chicken in the brine, get my ribs, you know, just pulled off and throw them in the bag and throw them in the ice chest until, you know, Saturday morning. So, you know, and we kind of, you know, got a little system set up. You know, he trims his up and, you know, gets it everything prepped. And then I go in and do mine and it takes me, you know, 20, 30 minutes to do mine. So, but we generally wait till after the cook's meeting on most occasions, unless we're just, you know, we get there extremely early, which is
not very often. Ever prep at home and bring it in, Andy?
Sometimes. It just kind of depends on where we're going and if we know we're going to be really late,
right.
You know, the day before, you know, if both of us have to work, you know, all day on Friday or something,
sure,
we'll do some stuff at home. But really, for the most part, and, you know, and we always talk about it, you know, and Randy does a little more at home than I do, I mean, as far as trimming his brisket up sometimes, you know, and we talked tonight, and for Kenneth, he said, you know, I got this big old brisket, he said, but it really doesn't take me that long to do it. He said, I'd rather do it on site, you know, and that way, you know, I can, you know, be there and you can help me, you know, watch what I'm doing, so.
Right. Well, and also, then when you get there, like when we're rolling on Friday and stuff, Lisa and I, it's not but 130 miles to Kennett for us. And so
right.
You're looking at 3 hours. So, I mean, we'll get up and leave out of here about 6:30, 7 o'clock that morning. We'll be in for lunch.
Yeah.
Another hour set up, And if you really have to do something, you need to sit down on your ass or do something. There ain't nothing going on.
Well,
wait
you know,
5 o'clock.
We usually like to go do our visiting a little bit, you know, while everybody's setting up, and you know, and help our neighbors and stuff. You know, last year we had a Grant Miller from Hardway was right next to us, and he won the dang thing, and of course I, you know, he pulls in and he's by himself, so I end up helping him chalk his pit and set up his castle that he has. He's got two big old first ups, and I got to set all them up and put up the sides, and you know, and Randy and I were pretty low key last year. We just had one little first up, and we got plumb cold, so. We have a first up with some sides on it this year. We're gonna try to stay a little warmer.
Yeah, so. No doubt.
Well, now, yeah, when we were down at Tupelo, y'all had y'all a pop up.
Yeah, well, that's my little camper, and I don't take that unless my wife and kids go.
Well, see, when I come home, when we come back from Tupelo, I bought one the next week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mine's really not a pop up. It's one of them fold outs, but still, it serves a purpose. You know, I mean, it's real small, and you know, I mean, we sleep in it, and that's pretty much all we do.
Well, what our deal is and stuff. I've got when we started this comp and stuff, my granddaughter on the weekends is just always stay with her mother. Used to work on the weekends, and her father worked for the railroad. He's out of town all the time, so she used to stay with us on the weekends. Well, my cooking rig, I actually have a bunkhouse and stuff on my cooking rig that's heating there, but there's only bunk beds. Well, her and her Nana are getting too big for that bed. Nana ain't changed, but girl's about 4 foot tall, so. I was laying there when we did Tupelo. She wasn't with us, and I was laying there thinking. I thought, man, I'm going to have to do this, or it's not going to be fun for them. And you've got to make sure it's fun for them. So
that's right. You know,
I looked at y'all rig, and I thought, hell, I'm just going to get me a pop-up, and I'll pull right behind my skirt.
You should have bought a travel trailer where you could probably pull Omo, the rig, behind the travel trailer and just roll away.
What's
this
place of morning? I wasn't holding up to get that yet.
That's where I'm going with the travel trailer.
Yeah. I tell you what, my wife told me, she said, if you're going to keep doing this and I'm going to keep going, you got to get me a bathroom and a bed. Because when I first started, I had a tent that fit over the back of my truck bed.
Right.
And I'd stay up all night sitting in my chair. And she and the boy would be in the back of the truck in a blow-up mattress. Well, every time she had to go to the bathroom, you know, she had to, you know, get dressed and all that stuff to get up and go to the porta-potty. And she said, you know, if we're going to keep doing this, we need to, you know, something needs to happen. So I said, okay, you know.
Yeah, that's so right. You got to keep mama happy.
I wanted to keep it small, and I still think the small is the best way to go. You know, I mean, there's those guys that got, the big buses and stuff, and that's all cool, but, you know.
It's cool if you're doing 35 comps, 40 comps a year.
Exactly. You know
what
I'm doing here?
If you're going to do, you know, 10 KCBS and then do another 10, 12, your kind of local cooks, you know, where you're going to be within an hour of your house, your wife can drive home, spend the night, come back in the morning.
That's great.
Right. I mean,
well,
I just can't justify spending 30,000 to 40,000.
Let's get these other callers in. I know we've got a couple more. I've got one here.
We're all sitting and just talk like ain't nobody else around.
I know, dude. Just wait. Caller 931-628. Welcome to the show. Who have we got here? Okay, well, all right. They just want to listen. That's all right. That is quite all right. I'm glad they're calling in, listening. That's what it's all about. You know, we just love to have everybody join in. And I'm going to see if we can get this other caller in queue right here and see if we can welcome them to the show. Caller 256-509. Welcome to the show. What's happening?
Short Bus Barbecue.
Welcome to the show, Ed.
So what do you call in for, Ed? Tell me to stop blowing up your Facebook page.
No.
I sent you like five or six pictures. Oh, Will, I'm sorry.
All right. I just figured somebody's kids are watching. I'm sitting here looking at some of the stats on their website. We've got hits on the website from California, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Iowa, New York.
Man, that's awesome.
That's awesome. Our site's up. Our Tennessee Barbecue Association site is finally up and running. It's still under construction, but man, it's dynamite. I mean, it's just lighting up like a Christmas tree.
That's awesome.
We're doing what we can to get it out there. I've got several people that are offering to participate and send in some things. James just sent me a bunch of stuff. He posted it to my Facebook page, but I did get it. Good job.
I didn't really know how to go about it.
No worries. We got it up there, and I've got everything updated. I'm pretty much sitting here doing it as they come into my desk. I've had Scott Casey get me some stuff today. I've had Keith Webb bring me some things. And even Kevin Hamlin's got some stuff up. So as the paid members continue to send me stuff, I'll be happy to get it up on the Facebook, on the website, just any old time.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you what, we're behind if Kevin Hamlin's sending stuff and we're not custom cookers. If he's already got something up there, dude, we all behind.
He was the first.
I just said so. But now I told y'all I've got chemo brain, man. I ain't supposed to be thinking. I ain't even supposed to be driving.
Keep on.
But looking at the stats site, we're getting a lot of traffic. We're getting a lot of the summary on it. You've had probably about 500 hits, 239 page loads, 157 unique visits since we've had it up. And that's not bad with no advertising other than through the radio show and through Facebook.
Well, Scott, right. I judged this week at Benton, and so I went around and not only to the competitors, when I got in the judging room, and there was another guy judging from Jackson that I knew and stuff, so I got several cards out to judges, which were from all over the country. And then the competitors too, and then also down at Tupelo, you know, I handed out cards and told them that it was coming. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Well, that's what it takes. Word of mouth. The social media is great too. You know, we just keep working. It's, you know, we're just all barbecue good old boys. I want to get the Duke song up. Just a good old boy, because that's what we all are. You know, in this barbecue world, we have a great time together. It's just a big fellowship when we get together. A lot of people don't understand it. If they ever get into it, they'll know what we're talking about, won't we?
Yeah,
sure enough.
You know, and it just keeps continuing to grow. You know, last week's show, we've had over 1,000 listens to last week's show already. And you just on Blog Talk Radio, you just don't get that kind of listens to a barbecue show. That's what they say, and we just lit her up last week, and we just, you know, and we've had a couple shows like that, and plus listeners, and I'm proud of that, and we're just going to keep promoting barbecue. We're going to keep it real. We're going to interact with everybody that calls in. We want them to call in. We want to talk barbecue with them. We want everybody to enjoy themselves, to come back and do it again. That's what it's all about. This show is all about you and the barbecue. We want to talk barbecue. That's what we're doing here. That's what we invite everybody to do is call in 347-202-0263. We hadn't had any of our Texas callers calling in tonight. I'm missing my Texas connection. We've always got some dynamite Texas callers.
People are getting stuff ready. You know, I'm getting ready for the
I know it. But, yep. You know, we've got Pennsylvania callers, Zombie Barbecue out there. We enjoy him calling in. Colorado, Roy Powell, Assault from the Sky. I want to get on him. I think he sold his pit. I don't know if he did or not, but I think he did.
Well, he's plotting against us then, because he's got a plan, I promise.
Well, I'm telling you. So, you know, and then we got Black Moody on the line with us tonight from Florida. And,
yes, sir.
And, you know, proud to have Blake. We want you to call in every week. We want you to be a part of the group, the gang. You know, hell, we just have a good time here. We encourage everybody to call in and just join our show, because we enjoy doing it. We love to promote every one of you's team. We like to promote our sponsors. We want to thank all our sponsors. We want to promote our Facebook pages.
You know, I've even broke loose. I've got a Twitter account now. I'm tweeting. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm tweeting. So I'm really cutting loose now. And, you know, Barbecue Superstars, great. That's a great, great thing. I want everybody to check out BarbecueSuperstars.com. Daryl Mass just works barbecue. He works it hard. And I'm telling you, he is, you know, as far as a media guru, he is it. He works barbecue constantly every day. And now he started this new Barbecue Superstars live television. And I know I'm excited about that simply because we're going down to Memphis in May. We're going to hook up with several teams down there. We're going to do some live broadcasting right there at Memphis in May this year. I'm excited about going, just having a big old time, getting to hang out with a lot of great guys. We've got several already lined up to do. I'm excited about Memphis in May this year. But he has this live broadcast now, and if you go to BarbecueSuperstars.com, you check it out. It's like $10 a month. It's only $10 a month. He is broadcasting. He's broadcasting events. I know I've already got it lined up. He's coming to Tennessee before long. He's going to do some live stuff here in Tennessee with us, with the Tennessee Barbecue Association. He travels all over the country. I mean, he is promoting barbecue. He's promoting each team. It's just really, you know, he helped us, Goo, you know, when we were in Tupelo.
Oh, yeah.
And he started,
yeah,
you know, he made that hour and a half movie. I mean, so, you know, he helps. He helps the teams. And it wasn't a few days later, Linda Orson from the shed called me and said, Chris, I watched your video and just wanted to meet you, you know. I mean, it just blows up from there. So get on board. Go to BarbecueSuperstars.com and check that live television out. You can subscribe, $10 a month. That's one trip from Subway or McDonald's for lunch. I mean, he's got a lot of barbecue information on there. He's covering these comps. He is coming to Tennessee to cover some. And, you know, just talk to him, and he might cover next year. Andy, he'll come cover Farmer's Market in January. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and he'll come do shoot the whole thing live for the awards, you know, the cooks,
oh, yeah,
teams. And let me tell you what he's doing this weekend. He's cooking. He's actually cooking a comp. They're in Sevierville, South Carolina, and he's going to do it all live. Wow. And then you can call him and interact. I don't know how he's going to cook, make his box.
I bet he's got some help. I think he's watched too much and he's fixing to get his tennis shoes muddy this weekend.
That's
he's
right.
Watched
it's a lot of
thinking, call, there ain't nothing to do this. I can do this.
We all know how tough them 30-minute turn-ins are. I know my fat rolls were hurting in Tupelo running to that.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I can tell you, man, that last year when he was down there, and like I said, he done an hour and a half show on us, Chris and I, but he filmed like 5 hours. And so what I'm saying is I don't know how it's going to be for him filming and then doing it. And no disrespect to Daryl, but he was about to drive me crazy just filming me. When we just, you know, with the cameras and everything he said that's, you know it's going to be on there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
There was kind of like a whole lot there. I can imagine trying to build the box and video it too. So we'll see how that rolls.
Well, I know Ken of Missouri is going to be a big cook this weekend. It sounds really exciting. How many teams are projected to be there? 50, 60?
Well, I talked to him yesterday, and of course, I think what everybody's doing, this big front has come through here, and I think, but it's going to miss it. It's going to miss us up here in Northwest Tennessee, and it's going to miss Kenny and stuff. As of yesterday afternoon, he had 44 teams pre-registered, or he had money on 44 teams. And so I figure this rain's going to go by, and I'm sure tomorrow he'll pick up another 10, 15 teams. So,
well,
you know, you're looking probably around the neighborhood of 60 teams. Quality teams,
cook.
Too.
Yeah, good quality team. No doubt.
Yeah, that's the last thing on our list. We got a little IBCA down here in South Arkansas coming up the end of April down at Delight, Arkansas, which is it's pretty close to being hometown. Those folks, we kind of all support each other, the IBCA folks here in Arkansas. So Randy and I are, you know, we could have gone to a KCBS up in northwest Arkansas, but shoot, it's an hour from home versus 4 hours from home. So, you know, so we're gonna roll down there, and then we've got Smoke Lawn coming up the first weekend in May, and if any of you guys that are within, you know, 4 or 5 hours, it's gonna be worth your while. I think, you know, it's gonna be in the infield at the Oaklawn Racetrack. And it's going to be the same weekend as the Kentucky Derby, so
yeah.
They're going to have a big screen out there. If anybody's interested, you can, you know, wager on some horses and cook some barbecue, and I think they're going to have a little festival out in the infield, and it's going to be and they've got their little gaming room, which is to me is nicer than some casinos that I've been in. But that's going to be a big deal here for Hot Springs coming up the first weekend in May. So if you guys get a chance, it ain't that much farther than the places that you go. So come down and check it out.
Yeah, that sounds good too. It sure does.
That'll be our second TGA Cook of the Year on the square falls on that same weekend there.
Yeah. But y'all got any CBA stuff that's like close to Memphis side of the world? Or is everything more?
Bolivar's probably going to be, for right now, Bolivar's probably going to be as close to, which Bolivar's not that far from, from Memphis. I mean, you're not another 45 minutes to Bolivar.
Right. Let me tell you what we're going to do, Andy. Listen to what we're doing here at the TBA on this sanction event there in Bolivar. Bolivar this year has welcomed us in to this competition. I believe last year was an MBN competition.
Yeah.
And this year they've welcomed the TBA union. What we're doing is we're going to have dual payouts, two payouts. And what that means is, as the cook is now, it all stays the same.
Right.
TBA comes in, and if you're a TBA member, you can pay $50 to enter on the TBA side. And
right.
What that means is, and if you're not a member and want to join, you pay $25 for a membership to join TBA and pay your $50, so you're talking $100.
Right.
And the top five places, All the payout goes back to the top five places.
Wow.
So if we've got 10 members play, that's $500 it's going to pay back out. If we've got 15 members, that's $750. If we've got 20
yeah.
members there, so that's going to be. Yeah,
so it's like a combination. Is it a combination?
Right.
Cook? It's going to be MBN and TBA then, right?
No. It's not an MBN. What
okay,
they've done, they had an MBN, and then the MBN, somehow they pulled out and decided that they didn't want to do it together. But they're needing much. Like in the fall, they had 36 teams down there cooking. See, and they're guaranteeing $3,500 up front.
Well, yeah.
And so then we'll be able to bring in 30 TBA members, and if we do that, then we'll have 1,500 more to pay.
Yeah. That's a good thing. I tell you what,
entry fee.
Right. The IBCA does that a lot. They'll do added money for IBCA members. And, there's been a couple of contests when, I'm a member of IBCA down here, where I didn't get my name called, and 2 weeks later I got a check for $100 in the mail. Which, basically
yeah.
paid my entry fee, and I was like, well, that's
gum.
That's all right. That's a good thing.
Yeah, so, well, the top five, we're going to give trophies to the Grand and Reserve Grand TBA and then ribbons out to the next three plus money, and they'll be done. They'll do theirs, and then we'll go up and we'll announce ours.
So do y'all do four meets? Are they doing four meets or three meets? Or
doing three meets.
No pork or no brisket or
whatever. We're doing pork. Yeah, we're doing pork, ribs, and chicken.
Okay.
Most of the time you don't do brisket around here. All these smaller comps doesn't do brisket, not unless you do it as a chef's choice or pitmaster's choice.
See, it's a total opposite. In IBCA, they don't do pork a lot. They do brisket and chicken and ribs, but they just don't do pork, and a lot of them. But, the way I look at it, you know, I mean, if you're going to compete out there, you need to be able to do all four, you know. And
yeah, they need to be able to be good. Actually, yeah. We could work up here and stuff, but probably, and it's not probably any stronger than anything else I got, but just in general, over the last few years and stuff, and when I have to cook the brisket, it comes across pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
And the judge
yeah.
like it, so I.
Well, you know, I mean, that's just that, you know, and that's that line between, you know, Arkansas stands between the
right.
Texas folks and the Tennessee folks and the Kansas City folks, you know what I mean?
Right.
There's just such a different, it's such a melting pot, really, for us, you know, because, you know, you go into any barbecue restaurant and you know, I mean, the farther north, you know, towards Memphis you go, you're not going to see as much brisket. But the farther
right.
south and more towards Texas and even Oklahoma, you're going to see a ton of brisket, you know.
Right.
So,
that's right.
Well,
it's just amazing
love
how
it's, brisket.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I love it. I mean, I'm
I tell
a
you what,
for it now. I love brisket.
I tell you what, old Randy, the last two times we've been out, we've had real good results with brisket, and he has dialed that thing in. And you know, I'm not much of a judge, and but we were down there, and I didn't taste it in Tupelo, and we came in sixth, and tasted it down in Hammond, and I said, Randy, I don't know how you can make this taste any better, and we came in fifth, so, you know, I felt pretty good about that, but he's got that dang brisket dialed in, and I'm going to let him keep it until he just can't stand it. So.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to try some of that brisket next time. I'm going to try some of that.
Yeah, I tell you what.
Did you try any of my rub I gave you?
I haven't yet. It's been nuts. I haven't even, you know, Randy and I have been trying to do some filming stuff of our own. We're doing a little, I don't know, yet to be determined where it's going to end up, but we're doing a little Southern Trunk Barbecue Circus, and we're doing a little cooking, a little craziness, a little kind of man show, a little drinking, a little cussing, a little spitting, you know, and all
right,
that
right.
stuff, and we're filming it all, and it's just kind of, we've been trying to do some of that here lately, and it just kind of, you know, I hadn't had much of a chance to test it yet, but
you.
Don't
we're
think
trying.
I won't.
Well,
I will.
If you don't like it, tell me, man. I
want to
know.
I will. Heck yeah, man. You know, and that's the thing about barbecue guys. You know, I mean, most time if somebody brings me a bite, I'm just like, you know, I'll put it in my mouth and chew it up and tell you what I think. But don't be offended if I don't swallow it, because I just eat so much dang, you know, so many bites of stuff. You know, but you got to be honest with your fellow, you know, cooks, or it's not, you know.
Yeah.
You can't just lie to them. Unless you get somebody that thinks they're gonna win, you know, and just say, "Oh yeah,
yeah."
Did you get the kind of the first part of the show there? I actually judged this past weekend in Kentucky. I actually was one of the KCBS judges. Kind of like you said, I my heart's out there cooking. You know, my heart wants to be out there on a rig cooking.
Uh-huh.
You're right. If I could have spit it out, I probably would have, because I was there actually helping another team.
Yeah.
And so I'd been up all night. I maybe had 2 hours sleep and had smoke all over me and, you know, the routine. So, man, when I had to go up there and eat that stuff, I thought, God damn, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
We got done with chicken, we got done with ribs, and I'm thinking, I don't know if I can do this.
Man, I'm telling you.
I'm holding my hand up and telling them, say, I'm sorry, but, you know, I can't do it.
Yeah.
You can't handle being a judge, huh? Well, guys, now all these other callers, oh, my God, Blake, you and Keys and Ed, y'all join in on this conversation, guys. We want to hear from y'all, too. Just come right on in.
Yeah, man, Goo.
Well, I'm here. Nobody's pulled my string yet, so.
Well, I'm going to listen for the rest of the night, and I'm going to let y'all talk a little bit.
No, I mean, I want all y'all just come right on in. If y'all got a question for these guys, we got some experienced cooks on here.
I've heard Chris say a couple of times over the last couple of weeks about a spicy rub. I think it's important to point out that what you take off a dry rub in your fingers and drop on your tongue is not necessarily the same taste you get after you cook it on a meat. When the spices hydrate and become melded with the flavor of what you've put them on, they change dramatically. I've got a rib rub that we put on our Memphis-style ribs that if I just gave you the rub, you'd say it was hot. But if you put it on the ribs, it's not.
Right. Yeah, they do have different profiles from being cooked or being melted down and then straight out of the shaker. I agree with you there.
I like a rub with some little heat to it.
Well, I do too. I'm a hot sauce junkie. I like a barbecue sauce with ghost peppers in it, but most people don't.
Oh, I'm telling you. Well, yeah, for sure. I don't want to get lit up just to where I have to drink some milk to cool down, because that cold beer doesn't help any. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of cold beer you drink. It doesn't help for long.
That's for sure.
That just fires it up a little more. Since we brought up a cold brew, what is your drink of choice with a big old good barbecue sandwich?
With me, generally a soda of some kind.
Right.
If I'm eating ribs, I might even drink some beer with it, and it's usually either something like a Bud Light if it's domestic, or a Coors Light, or if it's an import, usually a Negra Modelo, the dark Modelo beer.
Right.
One of my favorite Mexican beers.
Right. You like Modelo, okay.
Now you seem to be a Stella Artois guy, you know.
Well, I like a little of that on the side there, but now like tonight it's been black and tan. You know.
There
and,
you go.
You know, so it just really depends on the mood, but I'm a connoisseur. I like it all.
That's one way to do it. That's what you better stay in the middle anyway.
That's right. So, you know, I go from Heineken to Black and Tan to Budweiser. I had a Budweiser Dark the other day. I can't even tell you what it was now, but it wasn't bad.
The Black Crown?
Yeah, the Black Crown. That's what it was.
It's a high alcohol content, too, in Tennessee at 6%.
Well, one ain't going to hurt you.
Well, it doesn't hurt you either, but you might wake up crooked.
Well, Goob, you know what? We'd already tell you what Goob is. Goob, go on and say it. I don't know if we lost Goob or not. Goob is a Miller Lite fan.
He's a Miller Lite fan.
That's all he does. And Webb, he doesn't drink, do you, Webb?
And I was going to ask you, Chris, what's my favorite beer?
We call Webb Fist. he cracks open the fist, and Andy, what's your favorite, Andy?
Oh, you know, if I'm eating barbecue, which is very rare, I just any kind of good old draft beer, you know, is one of my favorites. But if I'm sitting here at the house, I'm kind of with Webb too. You call me Fist as well.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. At one of the Moose Cooks, Webb wasn't one fifth. He was two fifths.
I've been there too.
Yeah, that was over a year ago. I'm done with that one.
Yeah.
I said, have another one. Have one on me, Webb. It'll be all right.
Well, you know, Fred's went to Cumming, Georgia this year and got so lit that he forgot to light his fire. He forgot to put his meat on. If it wasn't the team next to him, he wouldn't have had a tourney.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
He slept in half of his own cook.
Oh,
I tell you what, I've got a recurring nightmare that happens to me, you know, that I forget to start my fire or forget to put my meat on or get the season or something. It's crazy. I wake up and I'm like, holy crap, I'm glad that was a dream, you know.
Well, I warned him. I carry a Sharpie with me. If I ever catch him past that drunk like that, I'll draw one of them Mexican handlebar mustaches on him right quick in a minute.
I'd love to be Fred with one of those on there. That would be good for Fred. I would love to see that on old Fred. He would really be sexy then, wouldn't he?
I tell you what, as much as a 4 foot tall fella could be, I reckon.
Yeah. We just have a good time. That's what it's all about. You know, I'm sure some of our listeners think we're probably crazy country and crazy both, but we do. We have a real great time. We have just it's good fellowship. We've got some some of the best people in the world at these barbecue competitions. And I just have a ball. I mean, I'm at home when I'm at one, and I love it. I don't meet a stranger. We just go and have a great time.
When it stops being fun, I'm gonna quit doing it.
You know what? I agree with you. I do. You know, we work our tail off. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of expense. And you know, it's got to be fun. If it wasn't fun, I mean,
yeah,
that's two steps back. You know, I mean, you're
right.
Taking two steps back instead of one forward.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
And we all got to have a little. We all got to have a little peace in our life, especially. And this barbecue brings it to me. I really enjoy.
You know, I used to play golf, and I used to be so damn mad when I left. You know, when I finished playing, and I just said, you know what, I'm not going to do that anymore. We'll find something that you know that every once in a while I can succeed in. You know, and
yeah.
You know, I took up barbecue, and I quit hunting, and I quit fishing, and I quit playing golf, and you know,
right.
running the roads and gambling and all that stuff. So you know, I mean, barbecue's kind of my thing now. So
that's right. Sell the boats, boys. Sell the bows, the boats, the guns. It's barbecue time.
Right.
Well, barbecue won't drive your blood pressure up until you eat too much of your own product.
Ain't that the truth? Well, I'm fortunate enough, you know, even though I'm about, you know, I'm a nice, lean 200 pounds. I hadn't had no blood pressure problems yet, so I'm still good. So the brew and the cue is not hurting me yet.
Well, Paul says he's calling in. He's probably be on cue in a minute.
All right. I've got somebody. Let's see. I've got a caller in queue right now. Let's welcome them into the show, guys. It's let's see if we can get them on here. Caller 719-358. You're live with us. Welcome to the show. Who have we got?
That's damn Skippy. I'm calling in.
What's going on tonight?
Nothing. Running errands after work.
Roy Powell, Salt from the Sky Barbecue. Did you sell your pit?
No, I didn't sell my pit. Do you think I would really do that? Made you all wonder, didn't I?
Well, you did, because I seen it the other day. Now, I'm not even thinking no April Fool's stuff. I just, we were planning on coming to see you.
Now, I was sitting on my couch, you know, I was thinking, well, you know what? I'm going to put this on Facebook. Maybe somebody, you know, will catch on and maybe thinks that it's not an April Fool's joke, so.
Yeah, I didn't think it was.
Well, I was going to, well, actually, you know, if I thought about it, I was going to throw in a free pair of shorts to go with it, so.
Yeah, you need some wide shorts.
Yeah.
Some high top socks.
That's right. I'm going knee highs.
I'm telling you, I can tell.
That's like that old cat on the Southern Comfort commercial. You just got to own it sometimes.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Hey, boys, I'm going to check out of here. If y'all come down to Kennett this weekend, come by and see us. Southern Comfort, come by and say hi and introduce yourself. We'd love to see you, and we're going to check out of here.
All right.
Have a big time. Y'all have a big time this weekend. I might get down there Friday for a little while. I think
I'm going to try
my best to.
Well, come see us.
All right, we'll do it. Have a good one. Y'all be careful, okay? Thanks for calling in.
You bet, Chris. See ya.
All right, bye. It's always a pleasure to have Andy call in. I mean, he's a fine fellow. We had a big time there in Tupelo, and you know, we just have a good time together. Anytime we get together barbecuing, guys, you know what it's all about.
Well, that's what it's about, really.
It is. That's right. You're right. You're exactly right. We just have a big time doing it, and just like this show, you know, I have a big time doing it. I just have a good time, you know, and then you get all these callers calling in, and you know, there's always somebody new calling in. We just have a great time. You know, we really hadn't talked a lot of barbecue as far as cooking tonight, and it's amazing how 2 hours can fly by. It's crazy. Let's everybody give us out a big cook tip tonight. I don't know. We gotta talk a little cook because we hadn't covered much of that tonight, but we have had a good time talking. And we talking comps. Comps are always something we want to talk about. We've talked TVA. We've talked flavor profiles. Ed, do you make most of all your sauce and rubs now?
We do.
And are you the mix out
rubs and we make all of our sauces. We use some pre-prepared ingredients for our sauces, but I think most people
right.
do.
Right.
Most of us don't grow our own tomatoes and make our own ketchup, you know?
No, you're right. That's right. I mean, I agree with you. And so you got rubs to complement your chicken, your ribs, and your pork. Three different rubs, right?
And our brisket.
That's right.
We've got four dry rubs for four different meats, and I think they're distinctive and separate them in the box, if not in the mouth.
Right. Well, that's awesome. And that's just the way to do it. You know, I make a lot of my own stuff. I make a sauce. I actually make three different sauces, a vinegar base, a ketchup base, and then a real sweet base. And I enjoy making sauces. It turns into a lot of work.
We take our tomato base sauce and put it on our brisket. Our pork sauce tends to be more of a vinegar base. And then I've got an Alabama white sauce for my chicken.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Now, let me ask you, on the Alabama white sauce, is what's the base white? What is that? Is that
mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Okay.
Mayonnaise.
That's what
it started out more of a glaze. I mean, it's called a barbecue sauce. But it really started out with Bob Gibson as a glaze. It's got vinegar and mayonnaise are your two primary components. The vinegar obviously is an acid. It penetrates the meat. It lends itself to crispy skin. The Chinese have been using vinegar to make crispy skin on chicken for 1,000 years.
Right.
The mayonnaise is a protein. It is basically egg suspended in oil. When you dip it in there, it's white. You put it on the heat for a few minutes, and it all becomes translucent. So you don't end up with a white chicken at the end of the cook. It looks like anything else that it was cooked any other way.
Right.
You know, when people say, well, it's awful thin, well, it was not intended originally to be a barbecue sauce.
Gotcha.
And the variations that I find on it often are people that have thickened it to make it something that it's not, because if you thicken it with mayonnaise, it just starts tasting funny.
Right. Well, that's interesting because you know I've got a jar. Matter of fact, from his mother-in-law last year at Memphis in May, and I've
mm-hmm.
used it a little bit, but I've never really broke into it and really.
On Bert. Smoked turkey, smoked chicken. Of any kind, absolutely makes it pop. Now, I have customers that actually want to put it on their ribs, and if the customer's taking his ribs and eating it any way he wants, if he's smiling, I'm happy. Let him eat it however
he wants. That's right. Amen. You got it. I usually
keep it to the chicken.
That is awesome.
That's about all. When I eat our smoked wings around here, that's really all I put on them is the white sauce.
Well, you know, you can't go wrong with that. Sounds like it's a dynamite sauce. Well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're about out of time, so I'm going to give everybody a few minutes to tell everybody the Facebook page and what to do. And Ed, I'll go on and start with you. Give everybody a shout out and give you Facebook page and just a little info.
But on Facebook, we're Ed's Wings with a Z, EDZWINGZ, and we're Short Bus Barbecue. We're in Fayetteville, Tennessee, right down the road from Jack Daniel's in Lynchburg. And I don't get a lot of time to cook in a lot of comps because I try to make most of my living on Friday and Saturday night running a restaurant. But when I do get out, I have a good time.
Well, I hear you. Ed, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Thank you for all the help. Thank you for being a TBA member. And we'll talk tomorrow. I've got this application I'm faxing you. I finally found it, and I'll send it to you in the morning. We got an email set up here in a little while. I'm going to have it set up, and you can post that on there also. And we'll talk to you in the morning. How's that?
Well, all right, guys. Well, thank y'all. Good night.
All right, Ed. Thank you very much, brother. Appreciate you calling in. All right, Blake, I'm going to let you give a shout-out real quick before we run out of time and let everybody know what's going on, your info.
Yeah, Chris, my team page is called Tortoise Q. You know, newer team that's just trying to get out there and do the damn thing. And my personal page is just Blake Moody. So hit me up, and I've learned a bunch about barbecue through Facebook, so that's probably the best way to find me.
You know, that is the truth. It's just kind of like we've said time and time again, you know, barbecue is experience and learning as we go, and Facebook is a great tool for that. I mean, we just keep learning all kinds of great information and passing it along with everybody else. And we want you to call back. Hope you've had a good time tonight. You call back again next Wednesday night. We'll carry on, and we'll talk to you next weekend. Next week.
Oh, yeah, man. I love your show, Chris, and I appreciate you having me on.
Well, I appreciate you calling, and like I say, just make yourself at home and talk anytime. All right, Blake?
Yeah, man.
Thank you, brother. We'll keep cooking the stumps way.
Yeah, you know that. You know that.
I hear you. That's right, brother.
Bye-bye.
See you later. Keith Will, Pirate Pork. Give everybody a shout-out, brother.
Yeah, Pirate Pork Barbecue. We're on Facebook. That on my personal page, Keith Webb.
And you want some likes on that page. So we try to get some likes for Keith Webb, Pirate Pork tonight, guys. So if y'all listening all during the week, go to Pirate Pork and give them a like. All right, Keith. Appreciate it, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's see. Goob, you up? Are you still on?
Yeah, brother, I'm here. I had to get some of that goodbye sugar from that baby girl, but I'm here.
I hear you. Well, we're trying to sign out and get everybody a shout-out, so
let her
give everybody the info. That's right.
Of course, you can go to TBABBQ.com, TBA Facebook group page, TBA Tennessee Barbecue Association group page, Tennessee Barbecue Association personal page. I'm all over it. My personal page is James Brawner. And you can get a hold of me there, or you can send me an email at keith_brawner@yahoo.com. And I'd like to give a holler out to some of my sponsors. It's getting that time of year. You got to start giving them their due. Lakeway IGA here in Paris, Tennessee. Milam Farms, 4-H, and Junior Cattlemen Association.
All right,
guys.
Sounds
talk
good.
To y'all next
Sounds week. Good. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. And best of smoke to you this weekend.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, Roy. Take us out there, big boy.
All righty. Hey, this is Roy Powell calling in from Fountain, Colorado. You can check me out on my personal page, Roy Powell, or you can check me out on my barbecue competition team page, Assault from the Sky Barbecue. That's about it.
Roy, appreciate you calling in. I owe you one on that selling the pit joke, you know, because I thought you were serious on that. I'll get you on that, big boy.
Oh, I know. I figured I'd get a few of you.
Oh, and I seen your picture with you and Trigg. You were standing tall that day, but had a bad
old
shirt
on.
He
was giving me crap. That's why I had that funny look with my mouth. He was giving me crap while we were standing there about the T-shirt and barbecue and stuff like that. But he's one heck of a man, though.
Oh, I know it. He's a good fella. We like old Johnny and he's around. Well, thank you. Appreciate you calling in, too, Roy. I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. Without y'all, this show wouldn't be what it is. We thank all our listeners out there because without the listeners, we wouldn't have a show. We would encourage you to listen and archive, share it with all your friends, pass it along, just invite people to come listen to the show, invite them to call in. This is Chris Chadwick of Team Hall County Cookers Competition Barbecue. Also, go to my Facebook page, Chris Chadwick, Let's Talk Smoke Radio Show. Give me a like on that. Also, we've got Tennessee Barbecue Association. We're working on really hard. That's www.tbabbq.com. That is our newest website up for the Tennessee Barbecue Association. This is Chris Chadwick with BarbecueSuperstars.com. Tell them thank you for listening in. Thank you for posting and archiving and sharing my show. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday night. We love you. Let's smoke roll, baby.
Get out of here.
TBA.